This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
A central Wisconsin food pantry has grown into a hub for social services and community. The Abbotsford Area Collaborative Team distributes food, but it also connects hundreds of families to healthcare and other services. And its leader says he's meeting more families every week who need help. Rob Menser reports.
In the IKEA in Abbotsford or no?
It's about 10 degrees in Abbotsford. Outside St. Bernard's Catholic Church, the Reverend Tim Odenhoven is talking with a man who's waiting in line for the food pantry. The man doesn't have a winter coat.
You enter like this in a basement, you take a much.
Odenhoven tells the man he's welcome to go down to the church basement and pick out one of the coats there from the donations pile.
You have a look at this, okay? Donors pouch to this.
Take what you need, okay? They're all for you. Odenhoven is the priest at St. Bernard's. For the last 3 years, he's also led the church's food pantry. Every Thursday, they distribute food to about 230 families in the rural central Wisconsin region. Odenhoven says the food pantry was initially a pandemic response.
We grew very quickly from the onset. I mean, it started maybe with 30, 40 families, with the federal aid boxes, the farm-to-family boxes, and then it just mushroomed to where we're serving 100, 150 families and 200 families. And the 230 we're at right now, it's going to go up from there.
Unemployment rates in Wisconsin have been at record lows. But Suzanne Becker says food pantries across the state have seen demand increase. She leads the Eau Claire-based Feed My People food bank and says many clients are people who have jobs.
Maybe they're the two parents who are working and they're paying their bills. But there's nothing left over at the end of the day.
The United Way has focused on the challenges of these families. They have incomes above the federal poverty line, but below the expenses of rent, food, and childcare. When the price of groceries or gas goes up, they feel the pinch.
There's no wiggle room, right? That's what we have seen. We've seen all kinds of families finding themselves in need for the first time.
Now, food pantries across the state are bracing for a new increase in demand. That's because in March, about 400,000 Wisconsin families will see a reduction in their food share benefits. During the pandemic, families received at least $95 per month in additional benefits from the federal government. In December, Congress voted to bring those additional benefits to an end. In Abbotsford, some families have another challenge. About half the population here are Latino immigrants, and many don't have legal status. Odenhoven is not Hispanic, but he's worked to build trust in the Latino community. He preaches two Spanish language masses each week. He says he speaks more Spanish than English every day. And that wasn't the case when he came to Abbotsford 12 years ago.
It was very hard. I started speaking pretty much no Spanish, and back then, most of them didn't speak any English. Of course, that's changed over 12 years now, as the people have been here longer. So we were all kind of new together. A lot of people had just arrived at that point, so it really was we're all in this together.
The food pantry has also partnered with H2N, a WASA-based organization that promotes health equity. Isis Vidal with H2N has been coming to Abbotsford each week for more than 2 years. She and others help clients take care of health care or transportation needs. Vidal immigrated to the U.S. from Mexico more than two decades ago.
Now I know how those people feel, you know, like when they don't know when they are new in town and they don't know who can help them.
So this is for my primary staff.
On a tour of the church, Odenhoven opens a confessional door.
This used to be a confessional. It's no longer.
It's filled nearly to the ceiling with boxes of rice, dried beans, cereal. He says operating the food pantry has been eye-opening.
I do believe that there was a need that we just didn't notice before, and it was an unheard need, and that's the problem.
Odenhoven is making plans to expand the kind of support residents can get through the church. This spring, the Family Health Center of Marshfield will be opening a permanent health clinic in the church's basement. Rob Menser, Wisconsin Public Radio.